The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller, live in the studios at Republic Broadcasting Network on this Tuesday, 28 January 2020. Talking with Jeff Bennett here on the... You know, Jeff, I can tell you what's going to happen here. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. Now, I'm not a big prognosticator. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not an inside trader, obviously. But I can tell you what's going to happen. I can see this coming as plain as I can see the hand in front of my face right now. This market, they're going to have gyrations here. There are people out there that are predicting right now that this market is going to drop 40%, and that's pretty much going to be overnight. Okay, that's going to shock a lot of people. That's bad for business cycle and people's confidence in the economy, to say the least. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you what's going to happen here. People are going to start saying to us, well, you know, you've been warning us, but you've been doing it for so many years, you know, that I just lost interest or I didn't think it was really going to happen. And when it does, and this sword of Damocles comes swinging down across our little necks, I don't want to hear people saying, well, okay, well, you told us about it, but, you know, I didn't do anything about it. Are people contacting you and converting retirement funds?
No.
Why?
I'm not sure that they haven't dipped into them and they're having to survive and borrow against them anyway. I am convinced of that, John. This is the worst 6 months I've ever experienced in this business. I get these really oddball calls looking for strange stuff that the amount of money that they have to spend is so minuscule that I cannot consciously take it because, first of all, I would lose money even doing the deal.
Right.
And I'm, you know, trying to guide them through, go here, go there, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, and I discussed this on the air this morning, and I didn't discuss it. I got a little offensive, if you will, but I've got a couple of listeners that tend to text me a lot, and they were basically supporting of me. And it's just, I don't mean to offend, but I'm an equal opportunity offender. I mean, let's face it, John, that's why you and I are not on mainstream radio, because we say what has to be said, okay?
You think?
And the reality is, I'm not sure that our audience isn't going through, you know, that they're part of that 41%. They don't have $1,000 to lean on if there's an emergency. And that may not be the case across the board, but I'm not hearing from clients that we used to do a phenomenal amount of business with, and you know, who knows what kind of shape they're in. I'm doing emails. Let's see, I've sent out thus far, I don't know, 400 or 500 emails. I've had two responses, both saying, boy, good to hear from you, thanks, that was it. And you know, one of them does listen. I think two of them listen on the program. And that's the extent of it. We're just I don't think it's the audience. I think this is what we're dealing with in America. They can go out and every time Dick or Harry will get them on a contract for a car. Mm-hmm. And you've got car payments in this country. The numbers are growing bigger every month. 120-day late payment is becoming very common in this country.
And also, what's the length of the contracts? It's not 60 months anymore. It's 72 and up.
They're more and more pushing the 80-some now.
Gosh.
And it when I first got in the automobile business, I was selling Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi, and this is back in the very early 70s, 71, as a matter of fact. And I remember when they went to 48-month loans, and it was a shock. 36s were very rare. But keep in mind the cost. I was selling Volkswagen and Audi predominantly, but Porsche was a little higher. But 24 months was about max on a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they got to kind of loosen things up to get, you know, the banks want to get more loans going on, so let's get the payments lower, et cetera, et cetera.
But is it really lower? Yeah, your monthly payment may be lower, but it goes on for a much longer period of time.
It's interesting you bring this up. I've got to scroll down because I can't remember the numbers, but there's something I've been putting out. Part of this came about because of an article I posted maybe a month ago, and it was one really interesting key in it, and it talked about how gold has performed in this country and around the world, specifically as relates to the dollar. And if I remember correctly, something about how the dollar has lost this massive percentage, which we've all discussed for years, but that in fact gold has actually increased about 54% while the dollar was going in the opposite direction. I could be wrong with that number, but it was almost shocking. And I'm not finding it very quickly, so I apologize for that.
That's all right. Well, look, I don't know what we have people out there that are still, I guess you could consider to be well healed. Have their portfolios taken a hit? Well, sure. Hasn't everybody's? Everybody that's an honest person, anyhow, unless you work for the banks, unless you're higher up on that food chain, you get all kinds of bonuses for sticking around and lying and deceiving. That's the payout. But gold and silver have continually gone up, not in the respect that you and I would think. You know, whenever we used to see, Jeff, when the stock market would take a pretty good hit, what would happen with gold and silver prices? They would go up. But now they've got everybody convinced, well, this is just a trading commodity. You know, silver and gold's used in industry. You know, that's a commercial product. And you know what? That goes down when everything else goes down. Alcoa aluminum goes down, or whatever lumber company goes down. No, it should be exactly the opposite. But they've rigged it, these gold and silver markets, to reflect their dishonesty and try to make people believe that that's not where your money should be going. No, it should be going to us. You know, look how much that stock dropped, and it's going to go back up, so buy now. And then people are going right back in it. Now, the majority of people, Jeff, to be fair, the majority of people have gotten the hell out of Wall Street, the little investor, the people that like to play around, the people that went after these $5 trades, and they had enough money that they could sit there and play around with. Maybe they'd strike it rich. Maybe they'd lose a little. But no big deal. They were in the game. They're no longer there.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I think about people who acquired metals from us a lot of years ago. And you know, when I first joined RBN in August the 28th of 05, and, you know, from that point on, and I've been here and gone and here and gone. I've got things going on. You've got things going on. There's different things that enter in my life that have to be cared for. But that's besides the point. I still talk to some of those people who made some pretty interesting acquisitions. A call from a guy last year. I originally had started doing business with his father some 20-odd years ago. And he'd purchased a lot. Well, then he got older, got Alzheimer's, had some health-related issues. The son moves in with the dad. They're kind of doing things together. They had to move away from where they were. They sold a bunch of stuff, and they moved. And his dad lived a few more months, but it was a more pleasant situation for them. Mm-hmm. When everything was settled, he turned around and bought right back in again. And so you have clients like that have remained not just clients, but many have become very good friends. Those who bought, who didn't just liquidate because they got scared into believing it was all going to crash, doesn't matter what gold is at, doesn't matter what silver is at, it maintains a degree of purchasing power. Yeah. Here's a headline from January 6th. Gold hits highest since 2013 as Goldman backs the bullion in crisis. Goldman Sachs was backing bullion. Here's that headline. Dollar had lost 98.2% of its purchasing power since 1900, while gold has become almost 54 times more valuable.
And that's the way that it should be. But the gold.
But they see it strictly based on the spot figure.
Yeah.
They don't understand. It's not the spot. It's what it will buy.
Yeah. Thank you. And I don't know, and here is the perfect scenario for those that are thinking and seeing things clearly. If they buy the gold and silver now at what I would consider discount prices or not a true reflection of what that gold and silver should be priced at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can sit and argue back and forth, well, silver should be at 100. No, it should be at 120. Trust me, it should be a lot higher than it is right now, as well as gold. Should gold be sitting right now at $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 an ounce versus what you just said about the 98.2% loss
You're right.
of the value?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. When this thing goes, you're going to see the gold and silver go straight through the roof. These banks are not buying gold and silver because they can. They're in there to protect themselves. And these markets crash. What happens to gold and silver? Well, it goes right up through the roof. But as an individual, I want you to look at it this way. People are going to be reneging on obligations. They're going to be breaking contracts. They're
Sure.
not going to be paying for much of anything. And here's the deal. That's when it becomes a buyer's market. So not only did you increase your wealth by the market finding a true spot, when the bad times come, you're going to be able to pick up things literally pennies on the dollar. Now,
well, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I mentioned I bought my first gold when I was 12, and it was at an auction that my grandfather took me to, and he happened to know this guy, and he was selling a couple of gold pieces. Well, they happen to be German 20 mark pieces, which are around a quarter of an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, spot gold was, I can't even remember, what was it, $35 or something like that. But that's a paper gold situation. It had to do with mining and everything else. It had really nothing to do with buying bullion because that wasn't still legal, more or less. And so you really had a quarter of an ounce at $35. So I got a coin that I probably paid $10-$11 for because of the historical. And, you know, that coin right now today is worth probably in the upper $300 range because of the historical to some degree, but because of its melt value. So, gee, from $12 to $300 and some, three bits I could buy the same amount of goods I could have bought when I was 12, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
The absolute hedge against inflation. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Bennett?
Not really. I've got some stuff that I did on the program this morning. I've got some really interesting deals on some 1 ounce Australian Krugerrands that are amazingly well priced right now. Not Krugerrands, I'm sorry. The Kangaroos.
Mm-hmm.
And we could look at those things for as little as about $16.08 a piece, a little bit higher for buying less. That's if we're buying a roll of 20. We can get some for six.
That's almost market spot.
Yeah, it is. Very, very close.
Wow.
Extremely well.
Wow.
$16.20 if you're buying a single piece or two or three or whatever. Got some great buys on some Swiss 20 franc pieces, probably amongst the purest, cleanest fractional gold pieces. You know, we can get those for as little as between $3.10 a piece and $3.05 a piece.
Yeah.
These are fifth ounce pieces, so you know we've got some excellent stuff going on. I maintain on the website the silver thing because silver has still been the best buy. Take advantage of all of it. You know, if you do some special mix and match, you want to call up and say, "Look, all I've got is 3,000-4,000, or if I've got 30,000 or 40,000, you want some in gold, some in silver. I will personally work with each one of our callers. So you know, 602-799-8214 is the best number to reach me. 602-799-8214. You can also shoot me an email through the MorganaPreciousMetals.com website, and I will respond to it. And let's see what I can do for you. And you know what? Once again, this helps out the network as well. Helps you, helps me, and it helps RPN.
Important. Look at all these people that are going to be in a nice, fine position. They're going to have enough money in which to live on, and they're still going to be able to donate to the network.
That's it. And
what you said earlier, and I want people to understand this, you know, if you're looking for a couple of silver rounds, you know, and there have been people that have never done business with you before or through us, and they'll make a purchase just to test you out to see how it works, how fast you are, whatever. And we understand and get that. But for the person that only needs about 2, 3, 4, 5 ounces or rounds of silver, you heard what Mr. Bennett said here. He can't do it, and he loses money on it. You're better off going down to your local coin shop. You can get better pricing there because you're making that very small purchase. But
yeah, and the one thing I do tell people, I'm not going to push you to do, if you make a purchase with us of any caliber, I'm not going to push you to do a bank wire. I'm completely fighting the banks. You pay your bank to wire money to me. I pay them a fee to get the money by wire. You know what? Personal check. Don't go get a bank check.
PayPal,
because some schmuck
anything
behind the counter, as you know, John, will start getting nosy. Well, what's Kettle Marine? What are you buying? Blah, blah, blah. Uh-uh. Yeah. Send a personal check. You know what? That does not hold your shipment up for 2 or 3 weeks.
That's right.
These other companies used to do that. We got to hold a check for 10 to 14 business days.
And use that float.
I've got customers, suppliers I've dealt with for almost 30 years. One of them, it finally got to the point, he said, Jeff, you have never failed me on all the thousands of deals we've done in all these years. I don't want you doing a bank wire. You send me the paperwork, let me know it's a go. And it's shipped. Now, I won't give him that freedom to ship until I've actually received the check.
Sure.
But, you know, if it's a brand new client, I may wait an extra couple of days. But don't worry about that.
And, Jeff, I've got to say this. Out of all the years you and I have known each other, we not only we sometimes not see eye to eye on certain issues, and that's fine. But, do you know, I want the listeners to know that I have never received one single complaint off of any deal that you ever did with any of our listeners. Not once.
That's cool. That's cool to hear. One final comment. I'll let you go. You got other stuff to do. I want everybody to keep this in mind. If you have $20,000 in your possession right now, and you decide, and $10,000 of it is under your bed in gold, and the other $10,000 is in paper, in $100 bills, 50s, I don't care what it is, and your house catches on fire and burns, what happens? The paper is gone.
Gold isn't.
The gold is still there. It may change shape, but it's still there.
It's fireproof.
Talk about, yeah, you got it. Talk about something with lifetime capability to provide for you and your family.
There you go. 602-799-8214. The email, gold@morganpreciousmetals.com.
It's actually Morgana. Morgan, like the Morgan dollar.
Okay, you're right.
A after it. It's okay. It's all right.
My mistake. gold@morganapreciousmetals. Oh, just make it easy, folks. Go to republicbroadcasting.org.
You got it.
And just click on the banner on the right-hand side. It'll take you right to Jeff's page. Jeff?
Should be a banner of a hot little pirate babe kicking over a bucket of gold. Click on it.
There you go. All right. Jeff, thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, John. Take care. Talk to you.
You too.
Bye.
I'm serious about that, folks. I mean, Jeff and I have gone head-to-head on issues over the years, but that's never, ever affected the professional relationship, and more importantly, you. Not once did I ever get one complaint about a deal that Jeff Bennett made, and I'd say that's a pretty damn good track record. I've heard the horror stories. Hell, we had another radio network that was selling gold and silver that had to shut down because they were ripping people off. Wow. They got banned for selling and buying gold and silver and for retail for 3 years. That's never happened. Tour Morgana or Kettle Moraine or anything. Folks, you gotta be able to trust the people that you're dealing with, and once something's done, it gets done. At any rate. By the way, I didn't have a chance to cover this the other day. That on George Soros, this vampire, and I'm just wondering if he wasn't part and parcel of life extension, because this guy should have went toes up a long time ago. We'll talk about that and other things of importance after this break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little book cries in the face of a monster that lives in a dream.
The wonderful George Soros, the people like him. And he's probably the greatest and best example of the revolution planet-wide to turn us all into socialists slash communist. This guy is going to make sure that his spindly little tendrils of hands still reach out from the grave to, well, still do damage. What a legacy. Liberal philanthropic George Soros has pledged $1 billion to set up a university network to fight nationalism. That statement unto itself is all you really needed to hear. Nationalism, your own law, your own borders, your own business. The enemies who hope his causes will die with him are sure to be disappointed. And he calls this the most important project of my life. Whatever medical care George Soros enjoys, the rest of us mere mortals can only picture. He'll probably die before the nation state dissolves into his preferred borderless, countryless empire. The 89-year-old billionaire was likely aware of the possibility when he announced on Thursday that he will donate $1 billion to establish a global university network to promote liberal globalism, calling it the most important project of my life. Yeah, Well, let's hear it from himself. And why is this guy still here?
Demonstrate our commitment to OSUN. We are committing $1 billion to it. But we can't build a global network on our own. We will need partner institutions and supporters from all around the world to join us in this.
Why is he sounding like Henry Kissinger?
We are looking for far-sighted partners who feel a responsibility for the future of our civilization. People who are inspired by the goals of OSUN and will participate in the design and realization. I consider OSUN the most important and most enduring project of my life. I would like to see it realized while I'm still around. So I hope that people who share my vision will help to make it reality. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Now, here's a guy. And if you just want an example of how crooked your government is, the FBI, do you remember when the crossdresser first opened up shop, the agency? Yeah, Hoover. And they were kind of languishing around. Okay, prohibition's over, and now we got to do something with all these feds. Okay, well, let's make the FBI. Okay, so they did. And they garnered more and more jurisdiction, so to speak, over the years. And then we saw what modern-day FBI is all about. Now, folks, you and I have been tracking the FBI for a number of years. The shoot 'em up, bang-bang boys, the SRTs. We're here with federal law, and we're going to enforce it at the cost of your life if need be. That's their attitude, and that's what they do. Judge, jury, and executioner. Oh, no, you're going to submit or you're going to die. Yeah, you're given a choice. But who chooses death, right? Well, at any rate, why was George Soros allowed to pump money into these Antifa acts? They call themselves activists, but they're just bust-in troublemakers. They're lawbreakers. They come in, bust things up, break windows, thump people, split skulls, whatever. This money is being directly funneled from George Soros to these communist wannabes. Where's the FBI in this? Where is the FBI? Brent in Wisconsin, first up. Hello, Brent.
Yes, hello, John.
Hi.
I think in answer to your question, where's the FBI in those Antifa squads? They're probably right in the mix. They're the ones with the black masks and hoodies on and instigating all the crap that's going on.
Well, it is. We ran a story here. The leader of the base militant group revealed as intelligence contractor and suspected FBI agent. You know, so they got their provocateurs in there mixing with the good guys to start trouble when the Antifa people can't go from the outside in to infect stuff.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, it's good for business. It keeps its job security.
Yeah, are you feeling more secure with an FBI like that? I'm not.
No, not at all.
Anything else, Brent?
I was hoping to catch Jeff Bennett there.
Okay. Hold on one second. Brent, hang on 1 second. I am up against the break, and I've got to take this one. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Brent, you were going to say before the break.
Yes, John, thank you for holding me on. I was hoping to catch Jeff Bennett before he left. I did a business thing with him a number of years ago, quite a number of years ago. The amount of the transaction was about $10,000, and I was not dealing with my own money, but someone that trusted me very much, and Jeff came through. I was a little bit dubious about sending him the money, but he sure came through in good order, and things worked out real well.
Yeah. Well, like I
wanted to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, that just illustrates my point here, and I appreciate that. Brent is not being compensated for these kind words.
No.
illustrates my point about Jeff and the business dealings. Man, straight up, never any question. Everything is black and white. Everything, no surprises, none.
Yeah, and that's really good these days.
Yeah.
I was I located something on my desk here the other day. I was going through some papers, and I had copied this down a number of years ago. It was what $5 would buy in 1913.
A lot.
Are you ready for this? 15 pounds of potatoes, 10 pounds of flour, 5 pounds of sugar, 5-pound chuck roast, 2 pounds of steak, 3 pounds of rice, 2 pounds of cheese, 2 pounds of bacon, 1 pound of butter, 1 pound of coffee, 2 loaves of bread, 4 quarts of milk, and 12 eggs.
For $5
in 1913.
Well, you know, most people, most of the people that were alive during the period in this country, say post-World War II, you could buy a house. You could buy an entire house, a nice little house, for $5,000.
Yeah.
You know, and people, you know, it's sad that we just don't have this key fob that we can plug into each other's brains so we never forget history. We never lose the experiences of others and true history of this country. I mean, it's amazing. Now, you want to buy a house? Okay, a couple hundred thousand will get you a halfway decent house. A couple hundred thousand.
That's what they have in town here. They have new homes going for $250,000 and a little tiny postage stamp lot, a little thrown-together cracker box, you know, they're... There's a red one, there's a green one, there's a yellow one, they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and so on and so forth. But they're $250,000 for this sleepy little farm community, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting about this is, and I wanted to bring this up when Jeff was on with me, but Citibank, which foreclosed on homes under an alias, okay, they set up a dummy corporation, illegally held homes off the market for more than 5 years. That's because the housing market took such a hit that they wanted to pull those houses off the market to keep the prices bumped up a bit. Every time you turn around, you look deep enough, you see the just abject corruption and dishonesty in this entire damn system. And Brent, I am tired of saying this. I wished I had a dollar I could fund this network for the next year. Wished I had a dollar for every time that I've said that, you know what, 75% of our problems would up and disappear in this country if we had an honest money system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things Trump is trying to get through, I believe, is get rid of the Federal Reserve and go back to an honest money system.
I've said that before, and I'm hoping that's the case. If I'm a billionaire and I want my billions and I don't want to be bankrupt sliding into a socialist communist country that's going to wipe out accounts and spread the wealth, you know, if I were Trump just to save my money, I'd institute an honest money system. But what he's doing now with Israel, oh, God. And by the way, his two piss holes in the snow son-in-law, I described his eyes as being two piss holes in the snow. Guess who's going to be shepherding this entire operation that he just made a public announcement about? That's right, Jared Kushner.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, the old saying of keep your friends close and your enemies closer, I think may enter into there. And it's going to be interesting to see what he does when he's reelected this next in 20.
Yeah, because, you know, this is not going to be directed toward Israel. He walks in and his second term and he goes, okay, time to revisit this money system we've gotten. Kennedy certainly tested on that, and look what it got him. Of course, there was other reasons. Of course, they wanted JFK dead. He wanted to get rid of the CIA. He did not want to go into Vietnam. He was the only president that I know, aside from Lincoln. Lincoln did the greenbacks. He just ordered the Treasury to print United States notes, not federal notes, and distribute those, and they didn't carry any interest. That was competing currency against the bank, and to this day, I'm convinced that's why they shot and killed the man.
Well, I believe you're right, yeah.
Yeah, so here we are.
Absolutely.
Here we are with Trump. Lame duck presidency after 2020, it would be a perfect opportunity that wouldn't look like he became an anti-Semite going after Israel. No, 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 no. No, we gave you the deal of the century over there, but you know what? We're going to go after your brethren here, the people that are destroying this economy and this country, because we have politicians that don't know how to not borrow into future whatever. We're popped inside out. We're financially, we're done.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that. Our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, you know, they're in a world of hurting. But
Brent, unless we do what needs to be done. Are we going to pass this off to the successive generation if we don't
know
how to...
We don't have any guts if we do, you know. We don't have any honor at all. But I don't see any way of paying it off, you know.
Well, I'm not interested in paying it off. You know, how do you that's like telling a bank robber, okay, you just robbed that bank, cop shows up, banker, he's standing there with the loot in his hand, with a gun in his hand outside the bank, and the cop just looks at him and says, oh, that's okay. You promise not to do this again, I'll just let you go. That's basically what we're witnessing in this government, to put this debt that the bankers ripped off of everybody worldwide, put the debt on us, and we're struggling to make ends meet. Our disposable income, what a laugh that is. That's up and disappeared. You heard Jeff. People out there have less than $1,000 savings.
Sure of it, yeah.
This thing is on automatic. And it can be fixed. It can be remedied. My point is the successive generations are not going to have any information whatsoever. They're going to be left with a monumental problem that they're not going to be able to do anything with or about. We're still functionable. The props are still up. The stage play is still going on. But behind the scenes, we've got to be working to ensure the successive generations, not only our life, but the successive generations in this country, they live as free men and women of self-determination, self-will, without the government playing nanny, regulating, taxing, and bleeding the rest of us out. Brent, I thank you for your call, sir. John in Michigan.
Oh, hello, John. Great show tonight. I would just like to bring up the folks in your audience to go to your website and check the sidebar where you have at the top the history of Zionism. And it will really expose what Israel really is,
mm-hmm,
through the history that you have presented there. And you did that back in 2009.
Yep.
And I thank you for having it up there, because I send it out a lot to different people to let them see what they're dealing with. And also, two other options is the Balfour Declaration by Benjamin Friedman. He was back there in the early 1900s when a deal was made with the Ashkenazis, and they were going to get Israel if they went back to Germany and raised heck to get the United States into the war. So that would be the Balfour Declaration by Benjamin Friedman. And also Jack Bernstein was a Jewish person from the United States here that went to Israel after the 67 war, and learned exactly that there are two different levels of Jews in Israel. One's the Sephardics, and the other ones are the Ashkenazis, who are not really Jewish.
Right.
And they're the ones that pretty much run the show, and they're heathen. They killed so many Palestinians, they slaughtered them when they got there.
And Benjamin Netanyahu, or this guy supposedly the opposition to Benjamin Netanyahu, Netanyahu right now might be under indictment. Again, we don't have an honest media telling us what's going on, but his opposition guy that's coming in, do you think things are going to change for Israel? Is it going to be the same old, same old?
Well, if people do some research, they'll see that the Rothschilds are the ones that were behind all of this, and the sign of Israel, the flag of Israel, is also the sign of the Rothschilds. It's just a different color.
Yep.
We're dealing with the secular heathens from...
We're dealing with the bankers, the New World Order, the people that have always been over this takeover for global governance. Say it like it is, John. Say it like it is.
They're crooks and usury, and that's why Iran's a bad guy, Syria's a bad guy, Russia's a bad guy, because they threw the bankers out.
Yep.
Iceland did too.
Isn't that amazing?
And that's... You know, And their economies are thriving.
Which shows you and demonstrates who controls this media in this country, pumping out these lies, or more importantly, not telling you the whole truth. John, I thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, howdy, John. Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about this issue. There are, you know, if you look at the monarchists, I kind of think they're really behind what's going on in the Middle East. I'm glad that previous caller was talking about the Balfour Declaration and the carving up of the Middle East by, Lord Mountbatten of England.
Yep.
And, when World War II was over, all the British, the Dutch, the French, the Italians, the Middle East was carved up into different colonies, and they had to give up their colonies, and before they did, the colonists, the monarchies, were the ones that drew the national boundaries, and they intentionally drew the boundaries knowing that it would cause trouble in the future. You know, if you put a port, you had a port in a certain place, but you drew a boundary, 10 miles away from it, down the normal mountain pass, let's say, into another country, you were guaranteeing that there was going to be all sorts of strife in the future.
And to expound on that, David, what they're doing right now with the Middle East, the boundaries are still there, but these countries, they're no longer really countries.
Well, right, yeah, they're oil colonies, and it's funny. I heard you talking about J. Edgar Hoover there, and I've read a bunch of his biographies, and as I've been studying old Roy Cohn, C-O-H-N, Cohn, there was an old book that was written, I think it was written in the 1940s. It was called The Palmer Raids. And in 1920, I'm trying to think if it was 1920 or 1921, all of the soldiers were still over in France after World War One. The old boys didn't want to allow the soldiers to come back home and vote, so they kept them over in Europe. And these are the U.S. soldiers, and so when the troops were trapped over there, there got to be a lot of strife in America, and Woodrow Wilson's attorney general was a guy named Palmer, and he was trying to, I believe that the monarchists are really the ones that are behind a lot of this, and whether or not Palmer was in league with the monarchists, or he was just in bed with old money who were running for the monarchists. But this book about the Palmer raids describes how J. Edgar Hoover was basically just a kid straight out of college, out of law school, and he was given the position of, it wasn't called the FBI at the time, it was called the Investigative Bureau of the federal government, and it got turned into the FBI.
Yeah.
But it was his job to round up anybody that opposed what was going on.
Hold on a second. What you just said, the FBI initially, when they started, they weren't allowed to be armed. And they were just that. They were detectives. They were snoopers and poopers. They didn't show up to serve warrants. They didn't show up to pull guns in case you didn't take their piece of paper. But that was the investigative FBI. But then they morphed. Then they found reason. There's more federal law. Oh, we got to have agents to enforce that law. Oh, now we get to go into all the states and exercise that federal power. No, I get it. I got it.
Yeah, studying the Palmer raids really gives you a highlight into what the motive was. And it, there were the major corporations at the time, but they really were more like monarchistic entities. Some of these major banks, J.P. Morgan, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones of the day, and those guys were really fronts for. Do I remember right with the Lusitania getting sunk? Wasn't that J.P. Morgan was trying to smuggle gold back to England?
That's the rumor.
Yeah, and so there was, he was basically looting America.
Yeah.
And they were actually trying to bankrupt America even as far back as 100 years ago. And by doing so, and I'm glad you raised Lincoln talking about the greenback dollar.
Yeah.
If you look at the history of Jesse James, it said that he was not just some, you know, highwaymen. He was actually in league with the British as well. And Abraham Lincoln was trying to use the gold and silver coming from Nevada and California in the gold rush days to finance the Civil War. And Jesse James' job was to steal that gold and help bankrupt America.
Yeah, isn't it? He became a hero of sorts, kind of like they tried to do with Bonnie and Clyde. And that was during the Depression. We had people rooting them on.
Right, yeah, John Dillinger and whatnot. Yeah. But see, that gave the impetus to give guns to the FBI.
Bingo.
J. Edgar Hoover was looking for any excuse. And it's, you know, whether it's ISIS today or whether it's, the Taliban or, you know, they've always got to have an excuse. I heard you talking about the Antifa. It's funny, you know, I've out here in San Francisco, I've run into every kind of socialist and communist and progressive and every kind of person that there is. And to a person, I had never heard of Antifa before. And some people swear, oh, it goes all the way back to World War II.
No, it doesn't.
But I had never heard of it.
No, it doesn't.
I kind of believe that they're just, we call them provocateurs.
They're for hire anarchists. That's what they are. They're bottom paid for disruptors.
Anarchists.
Yeah. What?
Well, disruptors, provocateurs, right. But in other words, like, say, for example, I'm trying to think, this was in 1999. It was before 9/11. It was one of the famous economic summits out in trying to think if it was
David, you got to close this up because you're taking over the last part of my program here. Go ahead.
Well, there was just a photograph of all of these black bloc guys that were breaking apart the economic summit going on in Italy, and it showed the same people standing on the front steps of the local police station. So it was like they were paid informants, and they had all of these videos of these guys throwing rocks at the cops, and then they would duck behind the police lines and not get arrested.
Yeah.
So they're paid.
Well, and take a look, and the police were given orders, and I don't care what you're talking about here. These lawbreakers showing up masked, beating people up, smashing property, just in your face, breaking laws, and the police do nothing about it. And by the way, David.
Right.
David, if you really want to see socialism pure and simple, you want to see an entire city that's been popped inside out and they're now proud of it, go to Seattle, Washington. Holy mackerel. This is the shining jewel of communism West. California's still practicing at it. All right, David, I thank you for your call, sir.
Sure. Taxation with representation.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thanks. Mike in Colorado. Mike, we got about 5 minutes here.
I only need about two. So a quote from Netanyahu said, Israel will apply its laws to the Jordan Valley and to the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. So you have a one-sided plan with no representation from the other side being implemented and voted on by that side this Sunday, and we have our fearless leader supporting it. So my question to you and your listeners and anybody is, how many times are we going to let our spouse cheat on us before we just freaking file for divorce?
Well, it depends on how much money they got. Doesn't it?
Oh, you got me there.
Isn't that always a consideration? You know, hey, you know, I'm not going to divorce my wife. She's the one that got all the money, so I'm going to eat whatever crap she hands out.
I know. All he's done is tell us one thing and do another, the last one.
And Mike, this whole thing, and I think a lot of people are missing this, and they should focus their attention on, you know, here's the bribery, $50 billion. Oh, we're going to create millions of jobs. We're going to alleviate your poverty. Well, how did they get in so much poverty and pain and suffering and death? You know, let's ignore that. Nothing to see here. Let's move along. So the bribe is put in there for $50 billion, but this is what you've got to do in order to get that bribe. You've got to admit and recognize the state of Israel, which Palestine has never done. Why? Because it was the Palestinians themselves that were being conquered and vanquished and beat up and killed and economically disadvantaged, and throw 50 other adjectives in there. This is the whole point. This is the whole point to legitimize Israel, because they are lawless, they are murderous, and these people should have been brought up in front of international courts, and they should have been in jail a long damn time ago.
And for me, I can't trust any of our current politicians who support that.
Well, and like I said, Donald, I hope you got all the black voters and Hispanics out there ready to vote for you, because there's a whole lot of real conservative people in this country that are looking at you going, what? The people that have not voiced what they know, but they know it. You know, this is this unspoken thread that's running through people out there right now. Sure, we got the, you know, we got the people out there that would cheer at a football game like they cheer for presidential candidates. Get out there and say the right things like Donald Trump did. Hell, you'd think after 4 years of Donald Trump, we'd have streets of gold and everybody would be out of debt, full employment, wall built, no illegals in this country. We're secure. But then he turns, oh, and by the way, Jared Kushner is going to be overseeing this entire project.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, the guy that I described as his eyes looking like two piss holes in the snow.
Well, yeah. It keeps getting worse and worse for us, but you still do a fantastic job reporting it nonetheless.
Well, thank you very much for that, Mike. I appreciate it.
Have a good night, sir.
You too. You know, every once in a while I get an inkling that more recognizable faces in the genre of news, I think they're tipping in very quietly, seated very quietly. They don't want anybody to know that they're there, but they listen to this program because every once in a while, and you know how I am with descriptions, folks. You know how I am with my dry sense of humor. Some would say sarcastic sense of humor, and that's okay because it illustrates a point. But every once in a while, I'll hear these people repeat the exact phraseology and the words that I use. That's not an accident. And this guy that called in yesterday, you know, I wished everybody could hear your program, but there are certain things you've got to do if you want to grow. You got to stop talking about those Jews. Okay. So do I sleep at night if I do that? If I leave out of the equation and the demonstration of the problems that we're having in this country and I leave that entire segment out, would I be true and honest to my craft here? No, I certainly would not. And I'm sorry if that upsets some people, but it is what it is. And John in Michigan is exactly right. Zionism and the Jewish Elite, that's a 10-hour series that I did commercial-free. And I did it back in 2009. That's 11 years ago, folks. Maybe we should replay that entire series again. All right, folks, I know income out there, I know savings is a little bit hit, but we're still struggling here to keep our nose above the water. There's only a couple of us left out there, and the other ones, well, on a comparative basis, we're still the best. We're still the last Mohican standing. Please support us. Do not let this ship go down.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.